This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. At a news conference, U.S. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says in the last few days, Ukraine has been making progress in its counteroffensive against Russia.
Some notable progress by Ukrainian armed forces on that southern line of advance coming out of the Zaporizhia area. And they have achieved some success against that second line of Russian defenses.
Mohammed Al-Fayed, former owner of the famous Harrods department store in London, whose son was killed in a car crash with Princess Diana, has died, according to the football club he once owned. He was 94. Al-Fayed was a self-made Egyptian businessman who also owned the Fulham Football Club at one time. He was devastated by the death of his son, Dadi Fayed, in the car crash in Paris with Princess Diana. It was 26 years ago. He spent the rest of his life mourning that loss.
Le but pour nous, c'est d'aller au plus vite.
Gabon's coup leader on Friday said the junta's aim was to move quickly but steadily and surely to avoid election repeats that made mistakes that repeat those mistakes. He said that the country would be more democratic under the military rule than it was under the previous administration, which they overthrew. Hong Kong and China's southeastern coastline absorbed super typhoon Saloa, which authorities said could rate among the five strongest to hit the southern province since 1949. We are now waiting on word on how bad it was on Hong Kong and on the mainland once they can get out and assess the damage. This is VOA News. The U.S. State Department has approved the possible sale of Stryker military vehicles to Bulgaria for an estimated cost of $1.5 billion. The Pentagon said on Friday the sale to NATO ally Bulgaria would consist of 183 of the vehicles, including infantry carriers, command vehicles, medical evacuation vehicles as well. Britain's Prince Harry says he did not have the support he needed when he returned home from combat in Afghanistan. More on this story now from Associated Press correspondent Charles de la Desma.
Harry made the remarks in a new Netflix series about the Invictus Games for injured soldiers that launched on Wednesday. In talking about post-traumatic stress disorder, Harry said that his return from Afghanistan in 2012 triggered emotions that he'd suppressed after the death of his mother, Princess Diana, when he was just 12 years old. The prince, whose troubles with the royal family had been chronicled in the past, said the impact of Diana's death was never discussed. Charles de la Desma, London.
Releasing helium balloons and the use of thick shopping bags will be banned starting Friday in parts of Australia, as state authorities there impose more restrictions on single-use plastic. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Research has shown that plastic balloons are a significant threat to seabirds, which can mistake them for food. There are also new bans in other parts of the country, including microbeads, found in personal care and cleaning products. Western Australia is restricting the use of polystyrene packaging, while South Australia is banning single-use bowls and plates starting Friday. The restrictions add to Australia's existing waste laws. In 2018, the Queensland government outlawed single-use lightweight plastic shopping bags. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
More sentences in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. A leader of the far-right Proud Boys was sentenced on Friday to 18 years in prison over the Capitol attack, equaling the longest punishment in the case so far, while another member, sentenced to 10 years, yelled, "Trump won," as he left court. The pair, the latest members of the far-right group, sentenced for taking part in the January 6, 2021 assault. The judge in the case said, "If we don't have a peaceful transfer of power in this country, then we don't have anything." More news on our website, voanews.com, and you can download our mobile apps from both Apple and Google. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.